Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company.
We made a lot of progress in the rehab of my injury. We're excited about that.
Well, that's good to hear. Arian Foster is wonderful. Welcome back to Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, Danielle Manning, and Brian T. Smith. And the running back spoke on Thursday about, hey, the groin. It's progressing day by day. He feels wonderful. They didn't make any roster additions or subtractions because of him, so it's fairly safe to say we're going to see him sooner than we thought. What does he do to change this offense in your mind, Danielle?
Arian is such a dynamic player, man. It's hard to just really game plan with him. Matchup problem with linebackers, sometimes with certain DBs. You can do so much with your offense. You're not afraid to tap in to what your playbook is. You know, you want to wait and say, oh, we're going to run this play here, run this play there. But with Arian, you're able to run everything. And everything is all on the table.
And it's probably going to be on the table here by the end of September.
Right. Yeah, every indication is that Arian Foster, who we initially thought might be on the IR to where he can't really come back to week 10, he might be back by week 4 or week 5, and that is absolutely huge for this team. If they can just hold the fort, hold water, stay at, 2-2, 2-1, going into when you get Arian Foster back, then they can make the playoffs with this system right now. But there's no way it doesn't happen without a healthy Arian Foster, and Arian Foster, who, once he comes back, can then stay on the field for the remainder of the season. He is this offense. When they got Brian Hoyer, it was the idea that, hey, Brian Hoyer can game manage. We run the offense through Arian Foster. They need Arian Foster back as soon as possible.
You know, you came back in 2011 from a broken leg in season, and you might wind up playing about 4 or 5 more games after that during the season. Now, I think the prognosis back then, early on, hey, it was going to be a while for Danielle Manning. Right. Wasn't the case. A lot of it is mind over matter, right? Yep. I mean, this is something, like you, he's a mental warrior when it comes to rehabbing.
Mm-hmm. I believe in that. But you got to put the work in. You really got to put the work in. You got to trust the medical staff that they have here. And you got to follow suit with what they're doing. You can't be out there doing extra stuff that they're not reporting. And, you really got to stick with the game plan. And sometimes you guys are lucky and are fortunate and blessed enough to get ahead of schedule. And that's what happened with me. I was able to get ahead of schedule.
All right. Let's stay on schedule here. Keep talking about this Texans Chief matchup. Who's one player, Texans-wise, you got your eyes closest on tomorrow, Brian?
Jadeveon Clowney. There's no way around it. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney is the guy that can take this defense to the next step. So what can he do? The thing that we haven't really talked about, Jadeveon Clowney, it's great to have him back, right? He's going to rush the passer. But can he play linebacker in this league? Last year, because of all the injuries he had, he never really transitioned to linebacker. He was a defensive end in college. So rushing the passer is great. But they're going to have him at times take a tight end, take a fullback into the middle of the field, and at times a secondary when they roll him out. So, Jadeveon Clowney rushing the passer is fine, but he's got to prove in this league that he can play linebacker, not just be a one-dimensional guy.
Who has the eye of one Danielle Manning tomorrow?
I agree with him. I mean, I'm excited to see him. I mean, it's different when you're practicing with the guy. I mean, it's almost like his redshirt year last year. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited to see him play. I really want to see what he got. I mean, seeing some glares here and there when he was in preseason. Then I saw some in the game regular season when I was coming back. I'm really excited to see this guy play. I really am. He's such a freak, man.
Well, I'm going to be unoriginal here because I also want to see Clowney. I can't wait to see. Just August of 14, what we saw in those preseason games got me more than excited about this return. What? And I think it's going to be. And then Hard Knocks the other night showing the stuff on film.
We'll just lead the Clowney fan club from here on out.
Yeah, that sounds good. President, Vice President, Parliamentarian. How about that? All right. We got to go back to John Harris. He has an excellent Telestrator update for us now.
Welcome in, everybody. I'm John Harris, sideline reporter and football analyst for your Houston Texans. And when you see me with my trusty iPad, that means it's Texans Telestrator presented by BMW Time. And we're going to take a look at Sunday's opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs, and in particular, Jamaal Charles, running back. 29 catches out of the backfield last year. And he is one of the more dynamic receivers that you're going to find. He could present a problem when he's lined up in the backfield as he was here against the Oakland Raiders. One of his few touchdown catches. Now, he's right here next to Alex Smith, and he is going to come out of the backfield and run an angle or a circle route and get himself to the middle of the field. Now, the key on this play is the fact that the Raiders are in man coverage. So here, see you more on a tight end, and then here. Those guys are all going to run off and isolate Charles Woodson right here on Jamaal Charles. Now, Woodson has to decide, blitz or cover? And that is where the problem lies. Let's take a look at this play, and you'll see exactly what happens to Charles Woodson. As he starts in, he hasn't decided what he's going to do with Charles. Charles has got him right where he wants him, and you'll see him break right to the middle, wide open. And now look at all the room that Jamal Charles has to run with nobody in his way, and he's going to make everybody miss as he takes it to the house, nearly untouched, on the muddy field in Oakland Alameda Coliseum. That's going to be problematic for the Houston Texans if Charles gets isolated on linebackers. He's such a good receiver, and that's one way that the Chiefs can isolate him against the blitz. Imperative that the Texans linebackers get their hands on Charles, or at a minimum, know whether he's going to block or be a receiver out in the pattern. We'll be right back after this.